Midshipmen at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis have to look out for their country, their classmates, and their shoes. They're part of the uniform every student must wear, and they go through a lot of wear and tear. For the last 53 years, the official U.S. Naval Academy cobbler has been Ronald Smith, and now he's retired and joins us now. Mr. Smith, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
So, naval cadets don't wear rubber-soled running shoes or something?
They're issued 2 pair of black shoes, 1 pair of white, and they use 1 black pair to wear the class, and the other one they wear for inspection.
Hmm. Let's put it this way, do most midshipmen take good care of them?
Not like they used to. The guys used to take care of the shoes because they was trained to keep the shoes up. Now, after years pass, when they bring them down to the shop, they have them laced up. And when they had the shoes laced, that means they put the shoes on, lace, and they wear out the backs.
Yeah. I bet they don't use shoehorns.
They don't use shoehorns. I tried to tell them, I said, the life of the shoe is untie your shoes, keep them polished, and you won't have any problem. It will last you for a couple of years or more. So when we see them like that, most of the time we have to repair the backs. And some of them is, look like slippers.
Ooh.
We have to repair them.
Yeah. How did you become the U.S. Naval Academy cobbler?
I came there in 67. I went to school for the cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I came there, you know, the guy was well-dressed. And I remember Captain brought his pair of shoes in, and we got to talking, and, you know, and I was telling him I was new there and everything. And he said that we train our guys to be an officer and a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a gentleman, you got to look like an officer and a gentleman. And they look from the feet up. Feet, pants, and they look at their head and see if it's been cut. And well-groomed.
Yeah. That's not the case so much anymore?
They dress when they go out, and they dress kind of nice, but not like they used to be.
So I have to ask you, Mr. Smith, what's your advice for keeping our shoes in good repair these days?
If you keep them, and you know, they used to have, they do have shoe trees that put them in the shoes.
I use shoe trees, and I use a shoehorn, and my family thinks I'm the only man in the world who does that.
There you go. That's the life of the shoe. And keep them polished. Use a shoehorn and put them in shoe trees. Shoe trees are, keep them in shape, and the shoe tree eats up the moisture in the shoe after you take them out, so the shoe can breathe, the leather breathes.
Well, you've done an awful lot of good for people. Thank you for your service, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, sir.
Ronald Smith, the longtime cobbler at the U.S. Naval Academy, is now retired after 53 years. Thanks very much for being with us, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.